This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Here in the U.S., there's been an uproar in recent days about the Department of Homeland Security setting up what they call a disinformation governance board.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
But when I Google this, all I see is like Joe Biden's Ministry of Truth.
That we're safeguarding the right of free speech.
You need regulation. You cannot let these guys control discourse in this country or we are headed to hell.
I'm talking about form. I'm talking about content. I'm talking about interrelationships. I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
There's many big names here tonight. Yeah, one of my favorites, Ron DeSantis, is here.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
And so the idea that I was there is false. The idea that I would have ever gone is false.
This party's lame.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Before we go to our Let's Go Brandon segment, I want to give you some more info about this this latest sad news about the NBC reporter, she's no longer with the company, apparently. Her name is Tegan Finn, T-E-A-G-A-N-N-E, Tegan, for indeed that is her first name, Finn, Tegan Finn. Looks like she could be a member of a protected class, but I wouldn't want to jump to any conclusions. They didn't name her when they said that they didn't say she was gone from the company, and they didn't, the very fake news company, NBC News. And they also, they didn't name her in the initial story, but if you hit the link on the stories, they were all written by Tegan Finn, who describes herself as an investigative reporter. So I guess she investigates what she likes and then just steals it. She learned her trade from the best in the business. She was an intern at the Washington Post. I don't know if she had the Janet Cook chair. She was the one who won the Pulitzer Prize for making up a story about a 9-year-old junkie. And then they gave that one back, but they never gave back the one that they won for their deeply reported stories about something that didn't happen, which was Russian collusion between Donald Trump. I wonder if this woman's up for a Pulitzer Prize for making up this stuff. Tegan Finn. Maybe she can go to work for the Boston Globe. They're always looking for a new plagiarist as a Metro columnist. And again, this follows the news earlier in the day that one of their local anchors in upstate New York has been separated from the company after he was outed by a local predator website that caught him trying to hook up with a 15-year-old boy. And he became very angry. Very fat guy, too, by the way. Very fat. He was also the news director for the station. He said, "Why are you going after gays and lesbians?" I don't think they were going after gays and lesbians. They were going after alleged pederasts. All right, 844-500-4242. NBC us. Well, that's what that anchor up in New York State was talking. He wanted NBC us. That's what he was into. 844-500-4242. As we begin the Brandon segment, let me just read you a story from late last week. Poll: most Americans say high prices force them to change eating habits. You know, this is, you know, people look on the they forget the bright side of having communists and socialists in control of the economy. The average Venezuelan has lost 20 to 25 pounds since they've had to start getting dinner from the Caracas Zoo. thanks to the communist government there. And we're going to go. We could very well be headed down the same path. You might not need to buy SlimFast anymore. You might not need to get the kind of operation I got. It may just be that Brandon is going to force such cuts in the standard of living that everybody's going to lose weight that they should lose. High prices in Brandon's America are forcing citizens to change their eating habits. A Rasmussen Report survey released Thursday found the vast majority of Americans, 87%, acknowledge they are paying more for groceries now than they were 1 year ago. The other 13% are illegal aliens on welfare, apparently. The overall outlook is not positive either, as 64% predict they will be paying even more for groceries 1 year from now, with just 9% predicting it will be lower. Those 9% are planning to go over the Rio Grande and come back and declare themselves illegal aliens to save money. While one-third of Americans say they have actively had to cut groceries in order to afford gas, Democrats remain in denial. Nancy Pelosi held a press conference on Thursday where she blamed Russia as well as oil and gas companies for stunningly high prices. We need to get that Pelosi video from late last week, Taylor. I've heard a lot about that, but we haven't had it. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying we need to get that. You can never that this Brandon stuff about Islamic phobia and the rest of it and the quorum. The Islamic holy book. That's pretty funny stuff, but we need some Nancy Pelosi stuff to mix it in. 844-500-4242. This is the time of the week where we try to ask you, what have you noticed the price going up on? What have you noticed shortages of? We call our segment, and I'm wearing the T-shirt here, and you can order it right online. It's still available. Let's Go Brandon. Go to HowieCarsShow.com, click on store, and you can order Let's Go Brandon or Make Gas Cheap Again. That one's red. This one's white. Red, white, and blue lettering. Let's Go Brandon.
The phrase is Let's Go Brandon.
Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah, Let's Go Brandon.
Let's Go Brandon.
Let's Go Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's Go Brandon.
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 Let's Go Brandon. I agree.
We even have a new cut from Brandon today talking about, this is from actually from the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night. Let's play it before we go straight to the phone lines. Cut 12.
Well, Republicans seem to support one fella, some guy named Brandon. He's having a really good year, and I'm kind of happy for him.
He's having a better year than you, Brandon. You know, Babe Ruth got a pay raise. I think maybe he was maybe the first guy to make $100,000. I forget what it is. It was an astronomical salary back in the 20s. And some sports reporter said, you know, you're making more money than the president did last year. And the Babe said, I had a better year than the president. You know, Brandon is having a better year than the president. Or Brandon, the NASCAR driver, is having a better year than Brandon, the president. 844-500-4242, 207, heating oil, Bangor, Maine, over $5 bleeping dollars a gallon. I remember 160 when Trump was in our office. That was a long time ago. Come on. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I have to say, my goodness, I got a double whammy today. You know, I bought a controller. I mean, I build bathrooms, and they're all digital now. All right.
Yeah.
So we bought one for there's four bathrooms in this house. It's a big house, and I bought a controller a month ago with the flooring and all the wire and everything else. It was like $750. Guess what? It was $1,050 today. Now the owners are like, should I buy the one for the next two bathrooms right now? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, what's the market?
So what is a controller? What is a controller, Paul? Tell me what a controller does.
Well, they're digital now. You don't have any knobs in your bathtub yet. You
really?
Have a little thing. You just, yeah.
So it's basically digital knobs, and it cost over $1,000.
No knobs. It's just, you can actually call this thing while you're eating breakfast from downstairs and tell it, put on the shower, I'll be up there in 3 minutes, and put it at 107, and you got the rain shower, you got the other shower, whatever. But you know what's crazy about it?
What?
It doubled, almost doubled in price. And then I'm driving home, and I'm like, wow, I did a lot of work today, and I'm going to grab me a steak from a market, you know, kind of over in West Falmouth area. And I'm looking at the glass, and I thought it said $22.95 a pound. So I got myself like a little under a pound, 0.95, and it cost me $32 for a pound of steak.
So in other words, you misread the three as a two.
I'm just tired and working all the time, and you know, I'm like, like, what the hell?
You want to say anything to Brandon, Paul?
Yeah, I want to say a big, giant thank you, Brandon.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. A controller.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I don't think I'm going to be doing any. I don't think I'm going to be doing redoing the bathtub anytime soon. I don't think I have a. I have a bathtub in Florida. I don't think I'm going to be redoing it this summer. I don't have a bathtub in Wellesley. Just as well, apparently. When people finally decide it's time to sell their real estate, what is their first step? Well, most people contact a real estate agent and traditionally list their property for sale. However, what most people don't realize is that in a traditional listing, you really have to sell the property twice. The first sale is to the buyer and the second sale is to that buyer's bank. If your property does not appraise at the offer price, then the deal could die or the price could go lower. In addition, you may have stigmatized your property and lost valuable marketing time. In a J.J. Manning auction, there are no bank appraisal concerns. All of our buyers are cash ready and their 10% deposit is non-refundable. At auction, your real estate is sold once and the terms are unwavering. So why not sell at auction where the bidding always goes up instead of listing and possibly negotiating down? To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. A particular brand of socks I buy at Rural King. I'm not familiar with Rural King. In mid-January, a three-pack was $8.99. Today, same socks, same colors. Two-pack is $8.99. Give Brandon enough time, one pair will be $8.99. This is Howie Carr with a friendly reminder from my friends at 1-800-Flowers. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving you $25 off two dozen assorted roses. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. The price is only going up because Mother's Day is coming. This happens every year, whether Brandon's president or not. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How many House seats will the Democrats lose in November? Fewer than 25, 25 to 60, or over 60?
Over 60, I'm going to say.
32% say over 60. 52% say 25 to 60.
All right. 844-500-4242. I got so many of these I was writing down here. Would you believe that the price of English muffins is up 400%? This is from 978. And this is a Market Basket. It used to be two packages for $2. Now one package for $2 each. Now or I guess for $2. Now one package is $4. I can't, that's hard to believe. Just at Market Basket, says 603, almost dropped dead at the price of eggs, $4.59 for an 18-pack, up almost $2. Thanks again, Brandon. 774, Friday at Roach Brothers. This is another chain, supermarket chain in Eastern Mass. $2 for $3. That was an orange for oranges. Now, one orange used to be $1.79 last year at Trader Joe. Limes, 4 for $1. That's a 100% increase. 600% increase, I'm sorry. 508, it cost over $100 for 2-pound pails of Gaia Green all-natural fertilizer. 2 pounds a pail. 2 pounds? 4 pounds for over $100 of fertilizer? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, Howie, you know, I'd be the first one to say I could lose a few pounds, but that's not what I'm worried about. I'd like to thank Brandon for bringing childhood malnutrition to America and the lifelong generational effects on their health. We'll be paying for years and tears.
Boy, you're right. I mean, if you don't get enough food, it not only affects your height, it affects your brain development, too. You're absolutely right, Zebra. That's a good point. 443, got a breakfast bagel at Wawa today. That's Florida. And it looked like a toy. It was so small. Yeah. 603, Almond Joys used to have 2 almonds. Now we're down to 1. Really? I've had an Almond Joy in the freezer for a couple of months. Guess I'll have to eat it tonight and remember the good old days. This will be the last.
Sell that on eBay.
You think I could sell it on eBay? Last
you could probably
of
get
the
a
two,
bucks for it.
Last of the 2 Almond Joys. It's getting kind of hot to ship it, though, Taylor. Might just be easier just to eat it for dessert.
How do you think it got to the store?
It got to the store probably in late fall when it was a little cooler than it is now. I don't know. I'll see what I'm going to do. 844-500-4242. Steve in Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, I got something to be really thankful for Joe Biden for. Thank you, Brandon, for all the grim economic milestones. I thought I had heard the last of that word, grim milestones, but you're piling up the grim economic milestones, and you got an even bigger grim economical milestone, Brandon. You're going to cost the Democrat Party the election, and I am just so happy. Pile up the grim economic milestones, Brandon. You're doing great.
You forgot the U word, too, Steve, unexpectedly. He's brought back unexpectedly into the journalistic lexicon of America. Unexpectedly bad news, because we have a Democrat president. And he's not orange man bad. But the price of gas has unexpectedly doubled, and the price of diesel is up 150% unexpectedly. Thanks for the call, Steve. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I had 2 phone calls today, or texts, I should say. One, my landscaper, or he cuts my lawns, young guy cuts my lawn, said, sorry to tell you, but my gasoline prices going up, I'm going to have to charge you considerably more every week. And then I called to order a heating oil.
How much, Jim?
He was charging me $80 a week. Now it's going to be $100 a week. And my oil, $6.18 a gallon. I couldn't believe it. But here's my concern. Howie, if and when these prices ever do come down, are people going to hold their prices, or are they going to come down with them? Am I going to get a call and say, oh, your oil's down now to $4, or I'm going to cut your lawn for back to $80? I don't think so. Neil?
I don't know. I guess it depends. I'm thinking the guy cutting your lawn is not going to go down. because he thinks he's got kind of a captive market. I'm guessing the heating oil company might go down, assuming that, you know, we get some Republicans in there and they restore economic sanity to the country, you know, because you could go to another oil company, couldn't you? It would take you a while to find some other guy, and he might not be in the neighborhood. I don't know. I think it's just going to be a case-by-case basis. What do you think?
I'm just afraid that most of them are going to hold their prices, and they're never going to come down.
Thank you, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 781 says, I bought mayonnaise about a month ago when I was stocking up on food. It was on sale for $2.99 for a 30-ounce regular jar. Luckily, I bought a two-year supply at the same store today. It was on sale. And he put that all in caps, or she did. $6.49 for the same 30-ounce jar. Wow. So from $2.99 to $6.49 for the same jar. Craig in 603, I paid over $5 for a large jar of Jif peanut butter in Concord, New Hampshire. Thanks, Brandon. 978, I can confirm $4 for English muffins at Market Basket. The good news, Kellogg's cranberry raisin bran is back. Well, didn't they have a strike? Didn't they have a strike at the cereal factory for a while? I don't know if it was over or not. I didn't pay much attention. I'm not a cold cereal guy, but I think they had a strike. Maybe it's over. 844-500-4242. Let's see. When will the doomsday clock be moved up? Thanks to Brandon. Oh, never. I forgot. He's a Dem. Yeah. They don't seem to want the war to end. You know who was saying? Noam Chomsky was bringing that out today. Noam Chomsky, of all people. He's about 100 years old. He wrote all the lefty books. I think he was a professor at MIT. He was saying, you know, I don't care much for Trump, but he's the only national politician who's like trying to think about peace. Everybody else is just flying over there and saying, give more money to the Russians. To the Ukrainians. Again, they're concerned about the Ukrainian border, but not about our own border. A lot more Americans are being killed by illegal aliens than by Russians. I don't think I can be deplatformed for saying that. I don't think you can report me to the Disinformation Governance Board for saying that, because I think that's true. 844-500-4242-207. I have four kids. We spent $600 on groceries last week, maybe last 2 weeks. Bleep me. Yeah, exactly.
Somebody already did at least six times.
Stop it. Stop it. Chuck, you're next.
Oh, four times. I'm sorry.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Taylor. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck. You there, Chuck? We lost Chuck. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, yeah. I just spent $60 on a couple small bags of things at Walmart, but... You know, you mentioned the childhood malnutrition and the effect it has on brain development. That might just be their plan to create the next couple generations of Democrats.
I thought that's what legalizing weed was all about, Greg. You know? I mean, it's not that I'm particularly telling people what they should and shouldn't do, but is there much doubt in anyone's mind that a large dose of weed every day makes you dumber rather than smarter? I don't think so. Thanks for the call, Greg. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie. Fuel oil. I went by this morning. It was $5.71.9. I just drove by the place 5 minutes ago. $5.99.9.
Where is this? Is this in Maine?
Yeah, Bradford,
where?
Maine.
Where is
Bradford.
It? Bradford?
Bradford, Maine. Outside of Bangor.
So it went from five. They actually have the sign up there. You'd think the sign would have gone down about like March or February. Shouldn't it have gone down? 579 for fuel oil this morning, and it's 599 now. In the course of one day. Oh my God. Good Lord. What are you going to do? Do you use fuel oil?
I'm going to start burning wood pretty soon.
Someone told me earlier he burns wood. He said that's gone up too. It's gone up from 220 a cord to 450 a cord.
Well, I'll have to cut my own. I got about 4 acres of trees. So.
Wow. All the woodland that's been growing back in New England over the last 100 years people are going to be chopping it down with if Brandon remains in office. Thanks for the call.
You said it, Ellie. Thank you.
844-500-4242. Grass. This is 513. Grass fed Angus beef patties, 5-pound package from Costco. That's the good stuff, right? Grass fed Angus went from 1949 to 2949. I couldn't make it there, so I stopped at Aldi. Same 5-pound package cost me $35. $35. 844-500-4242. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Hey, Howie, you make Mondays bearable. I guess misery loves company with these prices.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And here's the dog food story. I think my dog's a Democrat here. He's getting free meals, free housing, and free vet medical care, you know? So the dog food, and we'll call it the good years, the Trump years, it was $32.99 for the 40-pound bag to keep the Springer Spaniels happy. I just went down to the store now, same place, $45.99. I mean, it's been 30s. It's been going up a couple of bucks each time since Brandon's been in. But, you know, to go from $32.99 to $45.99, same bag, same, it's crazy. And
does the guy say anything, or do you say anything to him? I mean, I know it's not his fault, but what is he?
It's a nice feed store. They sell the grass seed, the dog food,
right.
The bird food. It's a good,
right.
You know, it's a mom and pop, basically. They have.
No, I used to shop there when I lived in Acton, Mass. I have a place like that. I love those places.
Yeah, Blue Seal.
Yeah.
Community feed store. And they bring it to the car. It just, you know, it's not their fault. It's just passed down from Brandon. And the baking soda. I was at the Warehouse Club again. And the baking soda, that big Arm & Hammer.
Yeah.
People are going to need it for their pools, so that's coming. 13.5-pound bag, it was up to $7.59. It was always $6.89. So thank you, Brandon.
That almost sounds reasonable, though, compared to the cost of the dog food.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to start charging these pups.
Yeah. Good luck good luck with that. Thanks for the. At least they're working dogs, but I'm guessing they don't work that much. Thanks for the call, Rambo. 844-500-4242. 401. My 76-year-old golfing partner just spent $6.50 a gallon for home heating oil in Rhode Island. 100 gallons, almost $700. And again, if you're 76 and you're on fixed income, Social Security. The Social Security went up, I think, 5%. 5%. And the real inflation rate, as we know, is a lot more like 15 to 20%. So you know, what are you going to do? I mean, for a while you can handle it, but, you know, what happens? You know, Brandon is always screaming about prescription drug prices. What happens when prescription drug prices get so high, you got to start cutting the pills in half? That'll happen down the road if the Democrats remain in control. They have no clue what they're doing, or they do have a clue. That's even scarier than if they have no clue, as if they have a clue. Sometimes I think they have a clue. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie, I'm that guy who puts Let's Go Brandon stickers on the gas pumps, and I also put them in at the airports. at the airports. I traveled to CPAC last February, and I came up with a system. Always use a stall in the men's room because you have privacy. And I used to put them on the toilet paper dispensers, but the liberals will take them off. So the trick is close the door to the stall and place your Let's Go Brandon sticker on the inside of the door, because the liberal takes a seat on the commode and he can't really reach forward and pull it off. I've installed dozens of those at various airports. And when I was at CPAC, I put them in the hotel's public bathrooms as well.
I prefer them on gas pumps and cuts of medium-priced meats.
Yeah, I do it at the gas pump. And the system is, you got to look up where the camera is, and you block the camera with your body. And I already have the sticker pre-peeled, and it's affixed to the front of my...
Man, you're a pro at this. You've really thought this through.
When you put the pump in, or you put your credit card in, you can affix it, and they really can't blame you for it. And I always, I'm wearing rabid Trump gear everywhere I go. Filthy Trump T-shirts and hoodies, you know, and that's my system. But the airports is my invention. You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Good luck. Thanks. 844-500-4242-978. Wife picked up 2 pounds of roast beef, 1 pound of turkey. It's the good stuff. Boar's Head, $30. Thanks, Brandon. $30. I don't even think that's that bad for Boar's Head at this point. I don't think it's, I mean, it's outrageous, obviously, but I mean, I think it could be higher in other store, in like delis. 844-500-4242. Norman, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Norman.
Hello, this is Norman from Cow, Hampshire, and I was just going to thank Brandon for the gas prices. When I was when Trump was in office, I was paying $1.82 a gallon. Now I'm paying $4.19 a gallon, and I was thinking about taking up big game hunting because I heard that game wardens taste like chicken.
Oh, stop it, Norman. Goodbye. 8445. Everybody's a comedian. Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys was founded back in 2014. It is a home service company that specializes in the installation, cleaning, and maintenance of gutters. If you work or vacation on Cape Cod, I'm sure you've heard about the Cape Cod Gutter Monkeys. With several thriving locations, they are bringing their quality Gutter Monkey brand to New England. Are you ready to be the next Gutter Monkey franchise owner? Are you ready to be your own boss? Are you ready to own and operate your own business? American Gutter Monkeys is looking for hardworking entrepreneurs who are serious about becoming successful business owners. They will provide franchise partners with dedicated office support from their local headquarters staff, hands-on field training with ongoing support, and of course, their award-winning marketing program. New England is an underserved market with year-round demand. You can become part of the solution. If you are serious about building wealth by owning your own business and being your own boss, call 508-477-9100. That's 508-477-9100. Or visit AmericanGutterMonkeys.com. That's AmericanGutterMonkeys.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Bruce from the Met says, "You could hang meat in my condo. I pray not to see the oil truck. My last bill was $700 plus. My cats are freezing." Ugh. 844-500-4242. $6.19 a gallon for diesel in Vermont. Saw one station at $6.29 a gallon. I think there's more higher prices than that, actually. 844-500-4242. Joe Biden doesn't care, though. He's yucking it up. He thinks everything is funny. Let's see here. I'm just looking to see. Here, cut three.
Just imagine if my predecessor came to this dinner this year. Now that would really have been a real coup if that occurred. A little tough, huh?
Hey-o! How big a coup would it have been? Cut 11.
Ronald Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. Today's Republicans say, tear down Mickey Mouse's house. And pretty soon they'll be storming Cinderella's castle, you can be sure of it.
Hi-oh! Hey.
Yikes. Not even the Democrats are laughing. Joe, maybe you should look at the polls down here in Florida. Even the Democrats are opposed to grooming kids in third grade and under. I know that's a big surprise in D.C. and among the network anchor class at NBC News, but it is a fact that most people are not into grooming young children. 844-500-4242. How about some more jokes here from Brandon? Cut six.
There's one reason why it's great to be here again. Everyone at the White House is so excited. I told my grandkids and Pete Buttigieg they could stay up late and watch this show tonight.
Did he say he told my grandkids and Pete Buttigieg, meaning he's a child?
Hi-oh!
Who knows? Who knows what he said? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Howie. This is Mikey in Mid-State, New Hampshire.
Yes.
My brother and I do firewood.
Yeah.
And green firewood delivered, we've been getting $250, $265 a cord for it to the homeowner.
Yeah.
With this fuel exchange, we've got to get $325 now. And people are they're skeptical, but they're afraid they're going to be cold this winter. So they're turning around and making deals with us that they can't afford to pay for it all at once. And we're making deals with them that they pay so much a summer for it, through the summer for it for them.
So this is green wood. I mean, how long does it take to get ready to go into the fireplace?
Well, it takes good then basically the summer.
Okay.
We call good then not kiln dried wood. We call good then seasoned wood. We cut it in the spring, winter time when there's not much moisture in it, and then we work it up in the summer.
Well, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, Mike, and I'd like to get a deal on it too. But I mean, if the price of fuel oil is $6 a gallon. Which is more than double what it was when Trump was president. A lot more than double. Why aren't you charging more than $325 if you were charging $250?
We're not greedy, goddamn family, but we make a living. But we've had customers for over 30 years.
Yeah,
every year. We're not a big company. We do probably 700 cords a year.
700 cords. Wow. That's a lot. Where do you cut it? Where's your land? Or where's your cutting land?
We're basically loggers.
That's what you do for a living. Wow.
Yeah.
Mike, I wish I had a stove. I'd be getting your number off air and giving you a call. I think 325 seems like a pretty good number, actually. Thanks for the call. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, I'm a commercial fisherman in Alaska in the summertime, and in the wintertime I have off, so I have this Sprinter van diesel that I travel around in, and I spent most of the winter in Arizona where I was paying $2.99 a gallon. And the last 6 weeks, I went from Arizona to Florida, and the price just kept going up and up and up, where I was pulling into a Bucky's, actually, in Daytona Beach, where it's $4.99 a gallon, and that was a deal. And then I spent 2 weeks there, and then since then, I just the last few days came up to Maine, And I paid $6.49 on the New Jersey Turnpike, and I just paid $6.49 in Camden, Maine, up here for diesel. Which
wow.
is gonna people don't realize that on my commercial fishing boat, we burn probably 20,000 gallons to 30,000 gallons a year. Our price just went up 100. Well, I don't pay for it; the processor pays for it. But the price of the per salmon just went up 150%.
Good Lord! Yeah. I'll be eating less fish this summer, perhaps. Thanks for the call, Rick. Thanks, everybody. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Hi-oh!